Well, hey there. Welcome to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw, and I'm privileged to be one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church. I just want to say this, man, thank you for listening to today. But if there's something you need, if there's something we can be praying for you about, if there's some way that we can partner with you, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. Just shoot us an email at hello@sugarhillchurch.com, hello@sugarhillchurch.com. If you want to send it directly to me, my email address is simply bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Now, when I was growing up, I was blessed to have wonderful grandparents. And my mom's dad, my granddad that I called Papa, he would give us what he called the smart treatment. He would sort of lock our head under his arm, and then he would give us basically a noogie where he'd just rub his knuckles across the top of our head. And he called it the smart treatment because he said, believe it or not, he said we were hard-headed. Now, I don't know if you said that about other people. I don't know if you ever feel that way yourself, but I'm just going to be honest. Sometimes I'm a little hard-headed. Sometimes my skull is a little thick where I won't listen or I won't adjust. And this is nothing new. One passage of scripture that I find so fascinating is found in Numbers chapter 13 and Numbers chapter 14. The nation of Israel is one day away from the promised land. They had finally been freed from God from hundreds of years of slavery. Now they've traveled for the last 9 months or a year. They're on their way to the promised land, and one day away, they send 12 spies into the land. You know the story, right? The 12 spies go into the land and they see it. It's amazing. It's unbelievable. It's beautiful. And yet 10 out of the 12 spies give a negative report. Why? Because there are giants living in the land. And so in Numbers chapter 14, the entire congregation cries out. They wept and they asked this question. Why has the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should become victims? Listen to this next phrase. Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? I'm thinking, what? Egypt was slavery. Egypt was harsh. Egypt was hard. And yet these people decided, we are hard-headed. We don't want to step into the will of God. I heard this quote. It said, you can't resist the will of God and receive the grace of God at the same time. Did you catch that? You cannot resist the will of God and receive the grace of God at the same time. So here's the question. If we want the grace of God, then how come we resist it so often? How come we resist God's will? Well, I think there's a lot of factors, but there are three major factors that come right out of Numbers 14. And the first one is this. Sometimes we're hard-headed, number one, because we forget the past. We forget the past. When those Jews were in Egypt, it was hard. In fact, here's what it says in Exodus 1, verse 14. It says the Egyptians made their lives bitter with hard bondage. And so they had been gone for about a year on the way to the promised land, and they had already forgotten how miserable their lives had been when they were back in Egypt. The second reason why we get so hard-headed is not only do we forget the past, but number two, we get settled in the present. We get settled in the present. So God answered their cry. He answered their prayer. God, would you break us out of Egypt? Would you allow us to go to the promised land? So God did that. But then they refused to enter into the promised land. And so they got used to the way things currently were. So number one, they forgot the past. Number two, they got settled in their present situation. But here's barrier number three. Why we say no to the will of God is we fear the future. Honestly, out of all the things in Numbers 14, the root of their problem was fear. When Joshua and Caleb looked at the land, you know what they saw? They saw potential. When the other people looked at the land, what did they see? They saw pitfalls, even though God himself had promised to give them the land. And so when I think about this today, and I think about why I'm hard-headed, why I want the grace of God, but often say no to the will of God, I see the same pattern in me. That if I'm not careful, I'll forget what my life was like before Christ. So I'll forget what my life was like when I was living in disobedience. And then that second element's true too. I get so used to the way things are. I get settled into my present situation, so much so that I fear the unknown. I fear the future. So today, if you see yourself in this pattern, today, if you see yourself as being a little bit hard-headed, would you pause today and ask God to forgive you? And then would you pause and say, God, would you help me to trust you in the future? God, would you help me to seize the promised land that you have for me? God, would you help me take the next step? Man, I'm telling you, on the flip side, God will not bless those that resist his will. But when we say yes, never underestimate the amount of blessing that's on the other side of saying yes to being obedient to God's plan. Hey, I hope you have a great, great day today. And we'll see you back here tomorrow with Pastor Chuck on Friday's edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.